So, hi, I'm Tom Evans. I'm thrilled today to be speaking with Anthony John. Hi there.
Hi. Hello, Tom.
And thank you so much for inviting me to your new initiative, the Conscious Portal. I'm still finding my way around it, and it looks incredibly sophisticated and also fairly enlightening. And some of the people you seem to have brought in there seem to be amazing. But could you share with me what the Conscious Portal is all about?
Of course, Tom. It'll be an absolute pleasure. So basically, the Conscious Portal, as I think the little logo says, is about connecting conscious people. But I think more important than that, it's really about connecting teachers of consciousness, such as yourself, with a wider audience of people. You know, for me, consciousness is a bit like, I always call it like a jigsaw puzzle, really. And there are many pieces to it and many entry points that people can join the subject of consciousness. I was very blessed to live in Glastonbury for quite a while, and that's a sort of a hive of people that are all sharing a message, but often from a quite a unique vantage point. And sometimes they don't interconnect or understand each other. And so the Conscious Portal is about giving everybody the opportunity to see other elements of consciousness and how they can expand their awareness by, you know, following the people that they love to, you know, have as their teachers, but maybe to open them up to different teachers as well. So sort of putting everybody in the pot and stirring it all in. And the portal itself is quite a complex, as you say, sophisticated piece of web technology, which is based on two things, really. One, it's based on the university principle. NEMA, who in fact invented the portal, has done many university courses. And one of his things was, how could you learn at a distance? So, for example, funnily enough, I know, Tom, you're in the Guildford area, I understand, and he was studying at Guildford University, but living in Leeds. And of course, they want him to travel that distance. And he said, look, you know, this is ridiculous in the modern age. Why couldn't we just do this within, you know, on the internet? And that was, you know, part of his first thought about creating the Conscious Portal. And I guess, secondly, he really used the Facebook model, because obviously Facebook's become the most used website in the world. You know, it's got 800 million people that are members of it. And it's, could we use some of the magic that they've used to, you know, connect in a what's now known as a social media way? Could we use some of that technology to get the message of consciousness out to a growing audience? It's vastly expanding and growing, but in a more diverse way than maybe us all just picking one or two teachers and following one book or another book. That was the idea at the heart of it.
So most people, when they wake up in the morning, if you were to ask them, were they conscious or not conscious, most people on the planet would say, well, I must be conscious then. So how would you define a conscious person as opposed to perhaps an unconscious person?
Well, that's a fantastic question. I'm not sure I can answer that quickly, because I agree. You know, look, conscious is a word, isn't it? And like many words, people from different perceptions give different meanings to different words. But of course, I mean, one way to look at it is, well, there are several concepts or models that you could use. One would just be, look, you know, if there were three types of consciousness, what would they be? And I guess, you know, I would always go with the model that says, look, we've got our unconscious, we've got our conscious, and we've got our superconscious. So what are these things? You know, and for the vast majority of people, without being aware that they are, they live in a more unconscious state. So they're unaware of their state, and they tend to view the world, the external world, as the reality that they live in. Whereas conscious people tend to become more aware of their more inner world and then relate and have a perception of the world outside of themselves, slightly different to the unconscious. And then the superconscious, or the more conscious, so if you a more expanded consciousness, is really, you know, quite rare in humans in today's world. You know, we talk about, say, some of the avatars such as Christ and Buddha, and these people having a very expanded consciousness, but in a sense they're connected with all that is. You know, it's a bit difficult, because once you get into the superconscious, there's very little language, of course, to describe it, because so few people live there. But these people live with a much more expanded, connected to the universe, you know, spirit, energy, whatever language you choose to put to it. So that's sort of one way, or one conceptual model that you could use to describe consciousness. And it's really a case of being, I often describe it as the observer of yourself. So where do I hang out? You know, am I somebody who operates a little bit more unconsciously? In other words, I'm more reactionary to life. Things happen to me. It tends to be the much more victim, victim being, you know, we think things happen to us, as opposed to the more conscious person tending to think that we created that experience. So they're the sort of basic concepts that I would teach. But of course, could probably, like you, Tom, talk about it for weeks.
Maybe we need a new term, something like a-conscious, you know, just the opposite of being conscious is just not aware that there's another level of consciousness out there, or levels of consciousness out there.
Yes. Well, I think there are, you know, and I love the work of Dr. David Hawkins, who, I don't know if you've ever come across him, sadly passed this year, but he wrote the great book called Power Versus Force, in which he created the map of consciousness, which I use in a lot of my one-to-one and personal teachings, because it's so amazing to be able to look at the map that he created, which is basically just a map of words. And he has a table of emotionality on there. And you can sit and say, well, you know, what's the truth about me? Which of these emotions do I regularly experience? And it's a way of measuring where you sit on this sort of scale of consciousness. So it's a very profound piece of work, and recommend it to everyone.
Oh, thank you. I'm definitely going to dig that out. Now, I also noticed that you've got a bit of a weekend thing happening this weekend coming, which is the 27th, 28th of July.
Yes, indeed. Well, part of obviously the portal's aim, as I said earlier, is to get the message of teachers like yourself out to the widest audience possible. So our job is really to build lists of people that are interested in such things. And I think currently we have over 26,000 people that we have access to, who have sort of put their hand up and said, look, yes, this subject of consciousness or spirituality or the esoteric, whatever language again we give to it, have put their hands up and said, yes, I'm interested. And I think in terms of teachers, we've got a couple of hundred now who have put their hands up and said, look, I'm interested in sharing. So our job, as I see it at the portal, is really to put those two things together. So we've done some physical events, but actually, you know, look, the whole Conscious Portal is primarily a web thing. And so it means that we can have speakers from anywhere around the planet, really. And so we put the message out and put 10 speakers together this weekend, of which, Tom, we're grateful to have you as, I believe, the very first speaker. You're opening the show on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
I am.
Yes. So, this is going to be good. Every 2 hours, we have 5 speakers on the Saturday and 5 speakers on the Sunday. Again, they are diverse. They do represent different entry points, as I call, to the subject of consciousness. So it's very fascinating even for the teachers to listen to the other teachers. I love listening to different teachers, and often, in fact, one of the teachers is called Deepak. And I was just watching his video. If you go to the website, you'll see a video for everybody there. And I just saw his video and watched it for 30 seconds. And he made a sort of statement, and I thought, wow, that's really useful. You know, I've not really ever thought of it in that context before. Just something that he said. And I thought, well, look, you know, we're all open to become more aware and more conscious in any moment, no matter where we are. So it's a great opportunity to listen to 10 different people speaking on different subjects. We have a professor on there who's a very learned person who teaches spirituality at Leeds University. And it's very interesting that Inter University has now got this subject. I mean, it has a very long title, actually. But basically, it's like metaphysics. It's sort of looking over the fence. Science, I go, looking over the fence into the world beyond, you know, what we call reality. And it's brilliant to have someone like him on as well. So we have, as I say, quite a diverse range of speakers over the weekend. 5 on the Saturday, 5 on the Sunday, starting at 10 o'clock.
And it's all free, isn't it? Which is amazing.
It is, yes. You know, I mean, this is very much our thing, is to make some of this stuff affordable as well, because the portal's not really about making money. You know, obviously it needs money, and it's the investment has been private investment into the subject of consciousness. It's not been done for profit. In fact, if ever we get Nima to take a slot, he'll explain. He was brought up in the world of Sufism, and he comes from Iran. In fact, his family live in Tehran, which is a very troubled part of the planet right now. But actually, he was brought up with a Sufi master, and he's a very unusual but very unique being with a very soft, loving, conscious way of being. And, you know, he's devoted a huge amount of his time, resources to putting the portal together. And he's got a whole team of people out there around the world, all in different places, that have helped him create this great machinery for us to share with. So, yes, yeah, very exciting time. It's the first time we've done a tele summit, but we're looking to do one every month at the end of the month. So it's good to see everybody joining in and kicking off the first one this weekend.
Got you. And if people are listening to this interview after this weekend, will the telesummits be archived within the portal?
Yes, indeed. That's one of the great things that it does. You know, in today's world, we sort of tend to expect it, don't we? But it's got its own webinar forum. But yes, archiving it all is very important. You'll be able to use it, send it out to your people, and likewise others. You know, it's very powerful.
Okay. And where can people find the Conscious Portal? What's the URL for it?
So, yes, it's www.consciousportal.co.uk.
Fantastic. And I'm honoured that you invited me to take part this weekend. And I hope this is the first of many, many conversations between us.
Yes, I hope so too, Tom. Thank you very much for asking me to do the interview and share the message. It's really powerful. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care. Namaste.